we're joined today with Melissa.
Good morning, Joni.
And Amanda Randall's from the fair.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone.
Yeah. Hi, Amanda. And hi. Thank you for coming in. I don't think you've been on the air with me. You've been on the air plenty of times.
I've never been on the radio before, right?
Yeah.
Never.
But the first time you've been on the garden conversation.
For sure.
So what have you been doing lately? Got anything coming
a little
up?
This,
any,
a little
of that. You know, plans for the next week?
We have this little party we're starting next week. So the fair starts a week from today.
Woo-hoo!
Yep. On Thursday the 27th, and then we go through Sunday the 30th, and here we go.
Here we go. Absolutely, yeah.
Time to rock and roll.
That's right.
Pretty exciting.
Yep.
And lots of things that are going to be happening.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about what might be of particular interest to the gardeners.
Well, we have the traditional fair exhibits that is coming up. So the intake for non-perishables, which is not necessarily garden stuff, but the intake for that starts tomorrow.
Okay, and so, the non-perishables besides are in the gardening category would be
like preserved foods.
Okay,
yeah, everybody who's like the canning whiz.
Okay.
You know?
So this could be like rhubarb wine.
Yes, absolutely.
Stuff,
yeah, okay. Any of your jams, jellies. We can even do like dried herbs, whatever your specialty is.
Okay.
You know, that goes in. So we start doing intake between 9 and 5 for non-perishable goods. That also includes things like quilts, you know, Friday and Saturday, 9 to 5. And then judging will happen on Sunday. And then perishable goods, which includes the crops and veggies department, the flour department, baked goods, that sort of thing, will be on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Tuesday, 9 to 5. And then Wednesday, it's 9 to noon, because the judging happens immediately afterwards in the afternoon.
Okay. So, yeah. And that way things can be kept nice and fresh.
That's the plan.
And all of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in the past, there's been a superintendent for the fruits and veggies thing. And how's that going this year?
Yeah. So we don't have a superintendent for crops and veggies and for flowers this year, which means the staff will be doing it.
Oh, you have nothing else going on.
It's just sort of the nature of it. You know, superintendents, it's a really important position, but people come and go. They have other things that come up in their life, you know. So one of the things that we have to do is step in on those departments.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, if people are interested in being part, please call. I do believe Emma is hoping for a couple more judges as well for crops and veggies and flowers. And so people who are your listeners, the people who have beautiful gardens, you don't have to be an expert. You don't have to be a master gardener. But if you know a little bit about what it takes to make a really beautiful cucumber, like, you're our person.
Okay.
Give us a call.
So you could use it. You could still use a superintendent for fruits
Absolutely
and veggies?
Absolutely, we could. And honestly, if somebody isn't sure if they want to do it, they could come in and just sort of watch the process this year and get to know it too.
So they'd be available for next year.
Right.
So they could come in this year as a judge.
Yes,
or
absolutely.
Or if they've been a judge in the past, they could be a superintendent
if
they wanted.
For certain.
Okay.
Yep.
And if somebody's listening to the show and decides, hey, that's a good idea, I could do that, how can they get in touch?
They could call Emma Brulette, who is our exhibits coordinator, and our office number is 766-2476.
Okay, do that again.
Sorry. I'm sorry. 766-2476.
Okay.
And her email is Emma, E-M-M-A, at seakfair.org.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just Emma.
Yes, just Emma.
Okay, all right.
And one thing I wanted to say on the thing of superintendents is a lot of people think, you know, oh, wow, you have to be a super specialist. What superintendents end up being really good at is setting the policy for a particular department and being recruiting volunteers. When you come into the hall during the fair and you see all the displays that are up, that's the superintendents that are making the displays. So you don't have to be necessarily a specialist in that particular department, but good at organizing and care about putting out a good final product and care about the quality and fairness of the judging.
Okay, so some artistic skills
absolutely would be
really
wonderful.
Okay.
Yeah.
really important for that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what are the criteria that the judges will be looking at for the fruits and veggies?
Well, I am not an expert in this, but it's basically looking for what is the most, like, perfect example of something. So if you have this, like, absolutely gorgeous, red, round, perfect tomato, that's what they're looking for. If you have, you know, a cucumber that is the right size or no blemishes or the most beautiful shade of green, that's the kind of thing they're looking for. So, and it can be any of the things you may be growing in your garden. It doesn't have to be like the fruits type, like cucumbers and whatnot. It could be, you know, a beautiful head of lettuce. I do know that people get marked down if there's bugs that are on there, if there is damage to it, if there's, you know, brown spots, that sort of thing, you know.
Yeah, and I think they've been really fussy in the past. I know about aphids particularly.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Don't want to spread those aphids.
Exactly,
right,
yeah.
Or slugs.
Or slugs.
You can have my
Maybe
slugs.
Maybe we should have a slug race.
Slug fest. Yeah.
We could have a whole new department for slugs. Bring in your best example of your garden slug.
I would get the blue ribbon on that one. Absolutely. There's no question. In the past, there's been a separate category for the organic fruits and veggies, with the understanding that sometimes organic is not blemish free.
Right. And it's a different process, right? Yeah. And when you asked me about that before, I went and looked, because we used to have that.
Right.
And we don't now. And so this is where it's kind of, this is where the superintendents make a big difference, because after the fair, the superintendents come in and they look at that department and they make changes. Mm-hmm. So somewhere in the past 7 or 8 years, because that's how long I've been there, somebody changed that and took the organic as a separate category out. I don't know why, but that happened. Okay. But again, if a superintendent, if that's something somebody feels strongly about and wants to change, that's one of the things the superintendent does, is set those policies for your department.
Okay, so it's too late for that for this year, but
correct,
it could happen for next year.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the same goes for anything across the board. If you are entering something in a department and you're like, you know what, this really should have consideration for these criteria, that's what we need superintendents to be in on and be knowledgeable about and told about, you know.
Okay. Are there displays that are not in competition in the fruit and veggie department?
Absolutely. We want everyone to feel free to come show off their greatest work. We want to see it all, and not everybody's down for competition, and that's fine. So yeah, if you bring something in, you just tell us it's not for competition. It will be marked as such, and it'll be there for display.
Okay. Yeah, because not everybody's a competitive gardener.
Correct.
Right.
Right, right. And I remember a few years ago, there was some just beautiful flower art that was brought in. It wasn't competition, but it was absolutely gorgeous.
The flowers are amazing.
I'm thinking that was maybe Carrie Cohen that brought that in.
Oh, could be.
Yeah, anyway.
I think I know which ones you mean, yeah.
Oh, those were just fantastic.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think we're all in competition, but it's not with each other. It's against the slugs and the aphids.
Yep.
This is
well, and aren't we all a little bit in competition with what we did last year, you know, with
there
our own like personal best?
Yeah, personal best.
Yeah, yeah. So what kinds of things are you hoping to see with the baked goods and the preserves and wines and all that good stuff?
So as I told you, I'm a bit of a squirrel myself. One of my favorite things to do is in the fall is preserving everything that isn't nailed to the floor. So I always love to see what comes in and look at. And it's so creative, like amazing combinations of different things that go into a jam or a compote or a chutney. Some of those are just stunning what people are doing. I seem to remember last year or the year before, the department champion for preserved foods was a kelp pickle that was just flawless. It was so good.
Kelp pickles, they're wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's some really cool stuff. And there's always, you know, somebody's salmon strips coming through. There's always some of that. Mm-hmm. I do know that the superintendent for preserved foods is actually from Cooperative Extension, Sarah Lewis. Mm. And she is wonderful in, because of what her focus is, she's looking at, you know, the how things were canned, how things they were dried, how, you know, otherwise preserved. And she's really looking at sort of how the art comes out of that, you know. Okay. And it's really a neat process.
So it's not just that you have stuck salmon in a jar, but how you've organized that artistically.
Yeah. Well, and that too, yes, but I was thinking more like flavor-wise, the flavoring, the spicing, that how that's been done.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Yeah, she's a great resource.
Oh, yeah. She's amazing. Yeah. She's absolutely amazing. Yeah.
Joni, have you ever entered anything in the fruit and veggie category?
Well, I did, and I learned a lesson that you really have to, you can't take something just directly from the garden and put it out there. I think you have to take it from the garden, chill it, so that when it gets its best presentation, if it's chilled, I think kind of holds things from deteriorating a little bit longer. Oh. So yeah, maybe something like that. Not freezing it, but yes, I have. I put some of my raspberries in there one time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so refrigerate it.
I would
ahead
say
of time.
So. Yeah. Okay. Because that, I mean, don't pick it 3 days ahead of time, but pick it that morning, maybe put it in the fridge and then take it to the fair when it's cold and you know, able to keep its shape a little bit longer.
Yeah, and I would say too, like a pro tip in that regard is the judging for the non-perishables starts at 1 p.m. Wednesday. Now, you can bring stuff in all of Tuesday or the morning of Wednesday. I would bring it in at like 11:30 on Wednesday, like, you know, you're when it's still at its freshest and at its best, because the judging happens shortly afterwards,
right? Yeah, you know? And then by Thursday, by Sunday afternoon, it's all kind of
compost
ready.
That's always the challenge. Yeah. It just starts to, starts to go downhill. It's the nature of things, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Now Sarah Lewis is going to be there. You said as the superintendent. So, what will Cooperative Extension? She's from Cooperative Extension.
Right.
What are they going to be doing this year?
So I'm not 100% sure every year, but like in the past, I don't have a schedule from her yet. But she does presentations on the regular. She will do testing of your pressure cookers for canning. As far as what her presentations are, I have no idea this year, but she usually has a variety of different things she does. And of course, the Cooperative Extension, if people aren't aware of what Cooperative Extension does, they're a state department, and they put out a ton of information on things like gardening, on preserving foods, on how best to can your salmon, on, you know, and Alaska.
A lot of energy conservation.
Yes, energy conservation stuff for sure.
Building,
yeah, there's definitely lots of stuff around solar power, wind power. They just have a ton of information.
Yeah.
So that's one of the great partnerships that we have at the fair is with Cooperative Extension.
Yeah, and then they leave a lot of extra flyers at the end of the fair.
Yes.
And I pick those up and stick them in the little kiosk there going into Hauser's.
So, I always wondered how they got there.
Yeah, that,
now we
magic,
know.
That's Melissa. That's
your little Santa Claus, the garden Santa
Claus. Keep a bag of them in my car. Check that every week, or every couple of weeks. Yeah. So, yeah, that's always a really good thing. One other thing of particular interest to the gardeners is that the food court will be zero waste again.
Yep.
And that's Haynes Friends of Recycling doing that. Ta-da! Yay!
Yeah. And the fair's partnership with Haynes Friends of Recycling is just the coolest thing. I just, you know, I just want to say again to everyone, like, this is such an amazing thing. And the first year we did it, our waste stream was dropped by more than 50%. I mean, that is amazing.
It's amazing.
You know?
Yeah.
And what's cool about it also is it takes waste stream and turns it into a cycle. So that compost thing, it's like we're not throwing away the food from the food court. It's going back into gardens.
Right. Exactly. Know? Yeah. And so we will have some compost available for gardeners if they'd like to stop by the Haynes Friends of Recycling booth or contact me ahead of time, 766-2185 and or 314-2209, and we'll get you set up to take some compost.
Yeah, reserve your bag of trash.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And yeah, we could still use some volunteers for Haynes Friends Recycling. And I definitely suspect,
for the fair, we're shorthanded. Yep.
Yeah.
Call.
Yeah. So there's lots of things to do. And if you volunteer for 2 hours, you get in for free.
It depends on the section you're volunteering in. But yeah.
Okay, the recycling folks, it's 2 hours of mm-hmm. because of what we do.
Right.
Some others, it might be four. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you so much. We're all excited about the fair. Biggest party of the year. Yay. Thank you. All right, that was Melissa and Amanda with the Garden Conversation, heard every Thursday morning here, right here on KHNS, Haynes, Clukwan, and Skagway.